First of all, HMRC insists that the scheme only applies to workers who are self-employed and that it does not apply to employees who are employed under a contract of employment. Those workers should be paid through the payroll and their earnings should be subjected to pay-as-you-earn and Class 1 NIC deductions. It is important that before making the first payment to an individual worker for work that is within the construction industry scheme, the contractor must first establish whether that worker is employed under a contract of employment or engaged under a contract for services, which would be self-employment. We have to remember that contractors have to make a declaration on the monthly returns, which says that the employment status of each individual included on the return has been considered and that payments have not been made under a contract of employment. The scheme is a tax deduction scheme and there are now two rates of tax deduction. Firstly, the standard rate of deduction, currently 20%, and the higher rate of deduction, currently 30%. We then have a verification process introduced to determine the correct rate of tax deduction to be applied to the payments made to subcontractors. Contractors must not make the first payment to a subcontractor before that subcontractor has been verified. Otherwise, how does the contractor know whether or not to deduct tax? This is not too arduous because a contractor does not have to verify any subcontractor that was included on a scheme return in the current tax year or the two previous tax years. By way of an example, if a contractor was engaging a new subcontractor in August 2009, someone who had never been engaged or paid before, they obviously have to verify that subcontractor before making a payment to them under the scheme. Another example of a contractor who re-engages a subcontractor in August 2009, having last paid that subcontractor in October 2008, well, then the contractor doesn't have to verify the subcontractor because they were paid within the previous 2 years. The verification process is straightforward and involves contacting HMRC either by telephone on its helpline 0845 366 7899 or by carrying out the verification process online via the internet using electronic data interchange or a third-party software. The contractor will have to confirm that a contract has been agreed with the subcontractor or that a tender for work has been accepted. The contractor will then have to provide HMRC with its own identification details and with the subcontractor's identification details. The identification details will depend on the type of business. A sole trader will have to provide the name, the unique tax reference number, and a national insurance number. Partnership will provide the firm's name, the partner's name, and the unique tax reference number. And if it's a company partner, the company registration number. And if the subcontractor is a company, it will be the company name, unique tax reference number, and company registration number. It is important that contractors establish these details at an early stage when the subcontractor is first taken on and before having to make the first payment. If the details don't match, the subcontractor would have to be asked to reconfirm their details. HMRC will issue a verification number, which will be the same number for each subcontractor verified at the same time. The contractor has to keep a record of those verification numbers for future purposes. And if the subcontractor is paid and a deduction of the higher rate of 30%, a special unique reference number will be provided by HMRC and that has to go down onto the return. Once a contractor has verified a subcontractor or made a payment to the subcontractor, if verification wasn't necessary, the contractor can continue to pay the subcontractor in the same way until HMRC tells them about any change in that subcontractor's status.